With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth provided a classified briefing to congressional leaders yesterday on a deadly September strike on a boat in the Caribbean. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Members of Congress have been demanding the Pentagon provide a full accounting of its military campaign against alleged drug traffickers in the waters off South America, and in particular, a September follow-on attack that killed two people clinging to wreckage after an initial strike. Legal experts say that action may have violated laws governing the use of deadly military force.
The video that I saw last week, I believe the American people deserve to see.
Senator Mark Warner, among those asking for the release of the full video of the attack.
It's a little strange where administration officials say, well, we can release edited versions of videos that they like to brag about, but then not at least show the immediate moments up to including the second strike.
Hegseth says he's still weighing that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In Kentucky, a student was killed and another was critically wounded in a shooting at a residence hall at Kentucky State University. Here's Frankfort Assistant Police Chief Scott Tracy.
One individual who is not a Kentucky State University student is in custody. Frankfort police believe this to be an isolated incident, and there are no active safety concerns on campus at this time.
Audio courtesy WTVQ. In Florida, Democrat Eileen Higgins has won the Miami mayor's race, defeating a Republican endorsed by President Trump. Higgins is the first Democrat to be elected to that post in nearly 30 years.
Democrat Eileen Higgins has won the Miami mayor's race, defeating Republican Emilio Gonzalez, who was endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Well, we did it!
The 61-year-old Higgins has spoken frequently about Trump's immigration crackdown and how it has affected the majority Hispanic population in Miami.
We will lead a city that belongs to everyone. A city where seniors can stay, young people can build a future, immigrants feel welcomed and respected.
Higgins will be the first woman to lead Miami. With nearly all the votes counted from Tuesday's voting, Higgins led Republican Gonzalez by about 19 percentage points. Audio courtesy of WSVN. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the death of Grammy-nominated singer Jubilant Sykes.
The son of Grammy-nominated singer Jubilant Sykes, 31-year-old Micah Sykes, is under arrest, charged with the stabbing death of his father. Officers who responded to a 911 call Monday night went to the 71-year-old singer's home in Santa Monica, California, and found Sykes with critical stab wounds. When paramedics arrived at the home, they pronounced him dead. Sykes was nominated for Best Classical Album at the 2010 Grammy Awards for Bernstein Mass. He appeared in the 1990 Metropolitan Opera production of the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, and Sykes was artistic advisor for Orchestra Santa Monica. I'm Donna Warner.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
She said, we have to start campaigning, sir. I said, I won. What do I have to do already? They said, we have to win the midterms, and you're the guy that's going to take us over the midterm.
At a rally in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, President Trump blamed Democrats for any current economic woes.
They gave you high prices. They gave you the highest inflation in history. And we're bringing those prices down rapidly. Lower prices, bigger paychecks.
Adding,
you know, they always have a hoax. The new word is affordability.
Donald Trump had the nerve to call it a hoax.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
This guy just regularly lies to the American people. The same person who ran on affordability last year.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Pope Leo is lobbying criticism at the Trump administration over efforts to end Russia's war in Ukraine. At his vacation home south of Rome, the Pope hosted Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, and reporters later asked the pontiff about a U.S. peace plan seemingly sidelining European nations. He said seeking a deal without including Europe in the talks is unrealistic, and the Pope appeared to address a broader question about the Trump administration's views on relations with Europe.
Trying to break apart what I think needs to be a very important alliance today and in the future.
Zelensky is re-upping a strong refusal to cede any territory to Russia in a peace deal. President Trump tells Politico Kyiv has to face the reality that Moscow has the upper hand.
They have to play ball.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Immigration lawyers say the arrests of Afghans are increasing following the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. The suspect in the attack is an Afghan national. The Associated Press has tracked roughly two dozen arrests of Afghan immigrants, mostly in Northern California, since the November 26 shooting. And since then, the U.S. government has introduced sweeping immigration changes, including pausing asylum applications and requiring increased vetting for immigrants from certain countries. The administration also took steps specifically targeted at Afghans, including pausing all their immigration-related applications and visas for Afghans who closely helped the war effort. Those who work with Afghans say the stepped-up enforcement amounts to the collective punishment of a population, many of whom risk their lives to protect U.S. troops. I'm Mike Hempen.
A federal judge has granted the Justice Department's request to unseal records from Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case. Maxwell was a longtime confidant of Jeffrey Epstein. In recent submissions in Manhattan federal court, the department said the materials would include 18 categories, including search warrants, financial records, survivor interview notes, electronic device data, and material from earlier Epstein investigations in Florida. Following the passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act last month, the Justice Department is required to provide Epstein-related records to the public in a searchable format by December 19th. Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking charges in December 2021 and is serving a 20-year prison sentence. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Opponents of Missouri's new congressional map have submitted thousands of petition signatures calling for a statewide referendum on the redistricting plan. Organizers delivered the boxes in U-Haul trucks to election officials in Jefferson City. Richard Von Glahn is the executive director of People Not Politicians.
Missourians are exercising their constitutional right to a referendum against the House Bill 1, the gerrymander passed by our legislature this last September. We are turning in over 305,000 signatures gathered by over 2,000 volunteers from every single county in the state of Missouri.
If the signatures hold up, the referendum could create a significant obstacle for Republicans who hope the new districts will help them win a currently Democratic-held seat in the Kansas City area in the November election. Chuck Hatfield is an attorney for the referendum organizers.
A federal judge denied the secretary's request to enjoin or stop this process of turning in signatures.
He says it will take a while for county clerks to sort through and verify all of the signatures. I'm Jennifer King.
Illinois has a new law shielding immigrants from federal enforcement near courthouses, hospitals, university campuses, and daycares. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Operation Midway Blitz appears to be winding down. More than 4,000 people have been arrested in and around Chicago. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has not received much help.
The elected leaders in this state of Illinois are ignoring the law. In fact, they're being obstructionists when it comes to getting dangerous criminals off of their streets.
The law takes effect immediately. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it sends a message to Noem and President Trump.
And anyone else seeking to terrorize our people, your divisiveness and your brutality are not welcome here.
Critics say the law will be overturned in court.
Dropping your kid off at daycare, going to the doctor, or attending classes should not be a life-altering risk.
Audio from WLS. The Department of Homeland Security says federal law cannot be superseded. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge in Boston will allow a Tufts University foreign student who was detained in March to resume her research and teaching while she challenges her arrest. Rumeysa Ozturk is the Turkish PhD student who was arrested in March outside her residence in Somerset and carried away in an unmarked vehicle. She had her student visa revoked and her student record terminated after co-authoring an op-ed criticizing her university's response to Israel and the war in Gaza. U.S. District Judge Denise Casper ruled that the termination of her student record was likely arbitrary and capricious. Ozturk's been out of a Louisiana immigrant detention center since May and has maintained a full course load and plans to graduate next year. In a statement, she said while she's grateful for the court's decision, she feels a great deal of grief for the education she's been arbitrarily denied. I hope one day, she says, we can create a world where everyone uses education to learn, connect, civically engaged, and benefit others rather than criminalize and punish those whose opinions differ from our own. I'm Jennifer King.
Florida is set to execute a man convicted in the 1980s of a home invasion killing. 58-year-old Mark Allen Gerald was convicted of the 1989 stabbing death of Tressa Pettibone and sentenced to death in 1990. The Florida Supreme Court later vacated the sentence but affirmed the conviction, and Gerald was resentenced to death in 1992. This would be Florida's 18th execution this year, extending a state record. Florida has executed more people than any other state this year, with another execution planned next week. Gerald has chosen to not pursue further appeals. He'll receive a lethal injection starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Florida State Prison. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks mostly held in place on Wall Street as investors wait to hear what the Federal Reserve will say about interest rates. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 179 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.1%. JP Morgan Chase fell 4.7%. The bank said its expenses could rise up to 9% next year. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market following an update on U.S. job openings. Traders are widely assuming the Fed will cut interest rates again on Wednesday. The bigger question is what the Fed will say about where rates might go next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Jalen Brunson scored 35 points, and the Knicks beat the Raptors 117-101 for their eighth win in 9 games to reach the NBA Cup semifinals for the first time. New York coach Mike Brown.
I know it sounds crazy, but we still have a lot of room to grow.
Desmond Bane's 37 led the Magic past the Heat 117-108 and into the Cup semifinals. College basketball, 5th-ranked UConn defeated number 18 Florida 77-73 in the Jimmy V Classic. NHL, the Lightning lit up the Canadiens with a 6-1 win to snap a 4-game skid. MLB slugger Kyle Schwarber is returning to the Phillies on a 5-year, $150 million deal. Reliever Edwin Diaz is joining the defending champion Dodgers for 3 years and $69 million. And NFL, the Colts signed 44-year-old quarterback Phillip Rivers to their practice squad. Shohei Ohtani ended 2025 by winning the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year Award for the fourth time. tying him with Lance Armstrong, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods for most among male honorees. Ohtani says in an AP exclusive interview in Japanese that being selected again is a great honor, and doing so alongside legendary athletes is something truly special. Ohtani received 29 of 47 votes in balloting among sports journalists from the AP and its members after his two-way dominance culminated in a repeat World Series title for his Los Angeles Dodgers. That included homering three times at the plate and striking out 10 batters on the mound to win Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. Lionel Messi has become the first back-to-back MVP in Major League Soccer history. The 38-year-old Argentine star was announced Tuesday as this year's winner of the league's top individual honor. This achievement adds to Messi's long list of career accomplishments. He won the Golden Boot after scoring 29 goals and made 19 assists during the regular season, later leading Inter Miami to its first MLS Cup title. Messi, who recently signed a three-year extension with Inter Miami, joins Preki as the only two-time MVP in MLS history. I'm Gethin Coolball.
At a news conference in Sydney, attended by parents, stakeholders, and grassroots campaigners, Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, speaks of his pride as a world-first social media ban for children under 16 comes into effect across the country.
Well, this is a day in which my pride to be Prime Minister of Australia has never been greater. This is world leading. This is Australia showing enough is enough.
Albanese feels sure the reform will change lives. Also speaking at the press conference was 12-year-old Florence Brodrib, a social media ban advocate.
I honour the courage of every parent, every sibling, and every young person who has been hurt or lost because of the online world.
Experts have raised concerns about the enforceability of the policy. Platforms like Facebook and TikTok face hefty fines if they don't comply. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado will miss the ceremony to award her the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, the head of the Norwegian Nobel Institute says. Machado last appeared in public 11 months ago. Nobel Institute director Christiane Berg Harpviken told public broadcaster NRK the Venezuelan opposition leader was not in the Norwegian capital on the day of the ceremony and her daughter will accept the prize on Machado's behalf. The Institute did not immediately respond to emails or calls from the AP seeking comment. Prominent Latin American figures planned to attend the ceremony in a signal of solidarity include Argentine President Javier Milei, Ecuador's President Daniel Noboa, Panama's President José Raúl Malino, and Paraguayan President Santiago Pena. Ukraine's leader is visiting Rome as he continues to rally European support for his country, while resisting the US pressure for a painful compromise with Russia. He's meeting Pope Leo XIV and having talks with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Answering reporters' questions in a WhatsApp chat late Monday, Zelensky reaffirmed his firm refusal to cede any territory, saying that we clearly don't want to give up anything. On Monday, Zelensky held talks in London with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz to strengthen Ukraine's hand amid mounting impatience with President Donald Trump. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, the leader of the EU's most populous nation and its biggest economy, says he wasn't surprised by the substance of the strategy, as it was largely in line with a lecture Vice President J.D. Vance gave to European allies in Munich in February. Merz tells reporters the new document underscores the need for Europe to become much more independent from the US in security policy. He adds parts of the document are understandable, but some of it's unacceptable to us from the European point of view. That the Americans wanted to save democracy in Europe now, I don't see any need for that. If it needs to be saved, we would manage that alone. The US strategy, published Friday, paints Europe allies as weak while offering tacit support to far-right political parties and was critical of European free speech and migration policy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.